Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast. I thought today's episode was really, really apt because as we're nearing the end of quarter one of 2024, oh my goodness. As I'm saying it, I can't even believe that we are nearing the end of quarter one 2024. But anyway, in a blink of an eye, the first quarter of the year is already almost over. And I know a lot of you are probably feeling like, oh my gosh, the new year barely started and now quarter one's ending and I don't really know what I've even done. You know, sometimes it can just feel a little overwhelming. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily, you know, drowning and dying, but sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming. Like, wow, I have all these things that I set out in the new year to do. And it seems like in the snap of a finger, in a blink of an eye, 3 months have already almost passed. And you know, what have I really done? I might be feeling a little anxious. I might be feeling a little worried. I may or may not have reached my quarterly goals. And I may or may not have already been surpassing my quarterly goals. Or maybe I'm a little behind. Whatever it is, if you are feeling just a tiny bit anxious, just a tiny bit stressed because the new year seems to have flown by and you kind of feel like it's washing you by, you know, like it's kind of like a wave and you're just there living in it as opposed to really having an active, proactive game plan, then this episode is for you, okay? So if you feel like Q1 has been passing a little too fast and you have no idea what's going on, you want to sit down and really have a game plan to tackle the rest of the year with power as a main character rather than, you know, a side character to just get swept up in the storyline of 2024, and you want to run the year, not let the year run you, this episode is for you. So if you aren't already, sit tight because you're going to love this episode. The first thing I want to cover is don't lose momentum, okay? Like don't assume falsely oftentimes that clients are in New Year energy or holiday energy. Don't assume that clients are away or mentally checked out because they happen to be traveling. In fact, don't assume anything. Don't assume anything. Right? Like the world is full of opportunity. And this is something I realized that really, really helped as a side perspective, which is that instead of thinking like, I have to do this today, I have to get to this to-do list, I have to post this content, I have to call this client, think about what if this client picked up? What if this client said yes? What if my content went viral? What if today just happened to be my highest income day in the last 24 months? What if that could happen? So operate from, you know, a place of possibility, a place of excitement, as opposed to a place of dread and I have to do this. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you still have to do the actions that move the needle, but you could do it either feeling really heavy or you could do it feeling excited. So that's something that you can control, which is your attitude, your energy, and your mindset towards the work that you do. But anyway, my first point here is on not losing momentum, right? So don't assume anything of other people. View it through a lens of excitement and possibility and focus on the message that you want to bring to the world. Focus on the value that you have to add that you know will benefit so many people. If you are a fitness coach, if you are an agency owner, if you are a consultant, what value do you have? What message do you want to tell the world? Like, what is your perspective that matters? What do you see differently? What do you want to say? What do you want your ideal audience to know? What would benefit them so much? You want to focus on your message and your value and not on other people, right? Focus on delivering value and keep showing up. Keep showing up, keep showing up, keep showing up. Whether you feel like it, whether you don't feel like it, on good days, on bad days, on sunny days, on rainy days, just keep showing up, right? So don't lose that momentum. Because when you do everything you need to do in your business, and I know as you are listening to this, you know what you need to do. You know it. You might be avoiding it, but you know it. And when you do everything you need to do in your business, those who are aligned with you will find you. Trust me on this. And so something that I really like to do is, you know, as the year goes on, we tend to get really stressed, get really anxious, start thinking about, oh, what if this, what if that, have I hit this number yet? You know, and all these things, and we tend to get really stressed. But to recalibrate and reset, something that I really like to do is to ask people, like, if today was January 2024, 1st of January, you know, you just celebrated New Year's Eve last night, and today is the first day of the year. How would your energy be? You'll be like, hell yes, like today is the best day ever. This year is going to be the best year yet. We can do this. We got this, right? There's that kind of like New Year energy, like showing up type of mentality and attitude. And that fire, that power is always there, you know, on the 1st of January for so many people. So I'm always saying, when you feel like you're about to lose steam, when you feel like you're about to lose momentum, imagine if today was the 1st of January, the first day of the year. How would your energy be? Show up with that same energy today. And in fact, show up with that same energy every single day. And I promise you, your audience will feel the difference. But more importantly, you as a business owner, as a business leader, as the CEO of your own business and life, you will feel different. And that makes a difference in everything. The way you carry yourself, the way you create content, the way you show up on video, the way you show up on Zoom meetings, on sales meetings, on in-person pitches, everything. And that will have such a powerful, positive ripple effect throughout your entire business. So you want to show up with day one energy, don't lose the momentum. That's number one. Number two, you want to get 110% clarity on your tangible goals. And I know so many people don't like thinking about this. It's like, okay, I'm going to set some tangible goals for the year, but I don't really like looking at them because it's going to make me feel behind, or it's going to make me feel stressed, or it's going to make me feel anxious. But guess what? Not looking at them doesn't mean that they go away. Like, if you are behind on your numbers, not looking at those numbers is not going to change the fact that you are behind on your numbers. So you may as well look at them, and then you can come up with a plan of action on, okay, like, if I really am behind, how can I catch up? Or if I'm not ahead and I'm just on par, how can I speed up? How can I be ahead of the game? Right? So not looking at your numbers doesn't mean that it just goes away, right? It just means that if you're not where you want to be and you don't look at them, you will just continue to be where you are, which is not ideal. And you may as well look at them, because even though where you are is not ideal, you can see it in your face, and then you can analyze the data and be like, okay, what can we change about it to make it better moving forward, right? So you want to get 110% clarity on your tangible goals. Whatever it is you may plan to hit, whether it's 50K, 100K, 250K, $500,000, $1 million, whatever it is, how exactly are you going to get there? Right? So whatever that number is in your head that you want to hit, you want to ask yourself, like, how exactly are you going to get there? Like, what exactly are you going to do different that's actually going to make these goals happen in reality? Right? Which means you need to know, what are the action points that I need to do? What are the revenue generating activities that I need to do in order to hit these numbers? The issue with a lot of people and goal setting, especially when it comes to business and numbers, is that they just set this arbitrary number, right? Like, quarter million, half a million, or a million. And then it's like, but I don't actually know what I need to do to get there. And so much of my work with my one-on-one coaching clients in business coaching is to really break down these numbers, because when you really break it down into what are the action points that I have to do, you might realize my current business model doesn't support the numbers that I want to create. So like, what do I have to change about it? Right? Like if you keep selling something for $5, but you want to make half a million this year, like that's going to be a little difficult if you have a small audience. So maybe you want to change your offer into high ticket offers. Maybe you want to introduce a monthly recurring revenue so you don't have to be selling literally thousands of items in order to hit that goal, that numbers goal, right? So it's not that it's impossible, but you really need to not only know your goal, because that's just an arbitrary number, but you want to know like the breakdown of it. What does this mean for me per quarter? What does this mean for me per month? And can my current offer suite support that? Is the way that I'm currently structuring my offers to clients compatible with the goals that I actually have? And if the answer is no, then what can I change about it to make it compatible, right? So, and even then, once you know what you need to do, then the next question is, how are you going to carry it out? How exactly are you going to do this? First step, know the numbers. Second, you need to know what to do. Third, you need to know how are you going to actually do it. And if you don't have a detailed game plan and a series of strategic, actionable steps to implement to this grand goal that you have in mind, then honestly, your chances of getting there aren't high, right? It's like saying, I want to go from New York to London. However, I have no idea how I'm going to get there. I don't even know if my options are taking a plane, taking a boat, taking a car, walking, which sounds a bit ridiculous, but I don't even know how to get there. I don't even know what are the available options. So I'm like, I'm stuck, right? And even if I know what the available options are, like, okay, I've narrowed it down to now I want to take a flight, but which flight? You know, how long is the flight? How much is the flight? How exactly am I going to carry this out? You need to have more details on not just the goal, but breaking it down to your options on what you need to do and then how exactly are you going to make it happen. If you don't, then the chances of you getting there really aren't high. So you want to make sure that not only do you have 110% clarity on your goals, because that's the first thing. If you don't even know where you're going, how are you going to get there, right? 110% clarity on your tangible goals, but then also a series of strategic actionable steps to implement to get to that goal that you have in mind. So that's point number two, right? So it might be near the end of quarter one now, but you definitely want to make sure that number one, you don't lose momentum, show up with day one energy and focus on value. Number two, get 100% clarity on your tangible goals and have a detailed game plan and series of micro actionable steps to actually make things happen. Number three, probably most important, and the one that a lot of people avoid, is that if you need help, go out there and get it. And this one is so important because a lot of people are wondering, like, how do some people just know everything? How do some people just get to places so quickly? They don't know everything. However, the difference between them and probably people who don't get there as fast is that they know that they don't know everything, so they go and ask people who know answers to the questions that they have so that they can get there faster without having to fall down, trip over themselves, and figure every single little thing out by themselves. Smart people know that there are some things where just because you can do it yourself doesn't mean you necessarily want to. And you can see this in very, very relatable daily examples as well. Like for me personally, I have a cat. And her name is Bailey. She's a Scottish Fold. She's 3 years old. and I love her to death, but she hates being showered. And so she hates the water. She hates taking a bath. And every time I give her a bath, she runs away. She sometimes scratches me. And, you know, she's usually a sweetheart, but sometimes she scratches me. And then I have to take her out to the shower. And then she just runs all around my apartment. I don't really have a pet hair dryer, so I use a normal hair dryer and it takes forever. I have to comb her fur and, you know, she just runs around. She escapes. I have to carry her back to the spot where my hair dryer is plugged in. And basically, it just takes me like 4 to 5 hours. On the other hand, it takes 45 minutes at the pet groomers near my house and they do a drop off and pick up service. And it literally takes me an hour to get all of those things done if I pay for the service. Then if I don't ask for help and I try and do it all myself, it's going to take me more than 4 to 5 hours. And so even in an example as simple as this, you can see that, you know, just because you can do something yourself doesn't mean that you necessarily want to. And if you need help, there's nothing wrong with going out there and getting it. It will help you get stuff done so much faster, quicker, smoother, and more efficiently to get the end result that you really, really want. Right? And the same thing applies to business as well. Like, the fact is this, you can either keep, you know, hanging around on social media, low-key stalking your favorite coach or your favorite mentor, or you can take the courage to actually start talking to them and actually ask to work with them. Like, be proactive. Don't wait for something to fall into your lap because it probably isn't going to, right? Like, be proactive. Go out there. If you want a service, go out there and get it. Don't wait for, you know, I'm not waiting for a pet groomer to knock on my door asking, do you have pets? Do you need our services? No, I already know that I need help in this area. And I go out there, I Google the best pet groomers in the area, and then I see what suits my needs and I pay for it. Because I know I need help in this area. And so I'm doing something about it. And this applies to all areas of our life. So in your business, if you know that you need help in a certain area, be it in your positioning, like you just feel like you're not standing out, be it in your messaging, you're creating tons of content, but people just don't seem to get it, or you're creating a lot of content, but you're feeling so fatigued, you're running out of ideas, and even you hate your own content, you know it's not landing, or maybe you are okay with your content, but your conversion is just not there. Like, people are just not buying from you. They're always telling you you're too expensive. They're always saying, I need to think about it. Whatever it is. If you know you need help in a certain area, then, you know, really the onus is on you to do something about it. And I always tell my clients this, and I talk about it all the time, which is that, you know, for me personally, I would never want to work with someone that expects me to go out there and tell them why they need help, because that probably means that we're a wrong fit. And my clients know that I expect them to be proactive about their business, which is perfectly reasonable, because who can care about your business more than you? I certainly can't care about your business more than you. I certainly can't want your business and shouldn't want your business to succeed more than you yourself, you know? So I think it's really important for us to assume a very proactive approach towards our own business, right? And if you know you aren't the best at certain topics, seek help to get better. You know, if you know this particular skill set is your weakness, then go out there and improve exactly that. And, you know, I really think this is one of the most powerful things people can do to leverage on other people's skill sets and expertise to propel them to go so much faster. Like, you simply cannot beat someone who has the experience, who has been there, done that, and who now is holding your hand versus trying to do it all alone. Like, especially when you've never done it before, right? Like, there's no way that later situation is just going to beat that first scenario where you have help from a professional who's been there, done that, who's not only has a map, but is holding your hand and guiding you literally how to get to the top of this mountain that they've climbed a million times before and successfully helped other people climb a million times before, versus doing it all by yourself when you're not sure of the direction, you're not sure what to look out for, you're not sure of the pitfalls, you're not sure where the route leads to and what the best way is to get there. There's just no way that you're going to beat that first scenario. So if your goal is to get to the top of the mountain as smoothly and as quickly as possible, then, you know, I always live by the motto, if you need help, go get it. And that is why personally, I'm always investing in myself, be it my mindset, be it skill set. And I probably invested well over multiple five figures just to improve my own skill set. And you know, I'm not perfect, but I think asking for help and going to get the help that I need has been so invaluable for me in terms of keeping me moving forward, keeping the momentum going, and making sure that year on year, quarter on quarter, month on month, I'm always getting better, right? And my business is growing, I'm growing as an individual. And I really want to set myself up for success, right? Not repeatedly doing the same thing that doesn't work. So I think that third piece is so important as well. And with that, again, time flies and we've come to the end of today's episode. As a quick recap, number one, don't lose momentum. Stick with that day one energy. Number two, get 110% clarity on your tangible goals. And beyond that, have a detailed game plan and make sure you have a set of micro actionable steps that you can implement to actually make things happen in reality. Number three, if you need help, be proactive, go out there and get it and make it happen. And we've come to the end of today's episode, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. And as usual, if something particularly stood out to you, resonated with you, or you have any thoughts that you want to share, I would love to hear from you. So don't be a stranger. Connect with me online. I'm very active on Instagram at janice.t. That is janice.tee on Instagram. Or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm active there as well at Janice T. And I hope to see you guys in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it. And I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.